We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Player.
I love the haters.
First degree pranic healer.
Oh my God, I'm so blessed and lucky.
Danielle. Elmer.
Can't wait to get some of that tea.
Daddy wants you to wear glasses more often.
Can we have just 1 month where I don't sound like a complete hoe to my mother,
nope,
too?
No.
And first degree chronic smoker, Mike Hsu.
I stand on a magical cloud, Greg, surrounded by flying saucers and rainbows.
The smell of marijuana was strong.
That makes me sleepy.
He's dealing with the comic book community, and we're a rough bunch.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
We are the aliens.
They probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah, I think as we've learned, facts are not really that important anymore.
I'm not here to be liked. I'll be respected, though.
I'll just say this. As bad as it is, I'm having a good time.
Hillman, good to see you, buddy. Say hi to everyone back in Boston for me.
Well, it would seem our fearless leader here might be a little late due to the conditions on the Mass Pike, which are...
Yes.
How was it for you,
nasty
LB?
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Slushy, nasty. I get such a kick out of in nasty weather. Could everybody just do 45 miles an hour?
Right.
I don't need the knob in the front wheel drive.
Right.
Prius
Hardo.
Flying down the inside lane at 90 miles an hour.
Yep.
You know, again, people, just be careful. It's nasty.
It's horrible.
Get out
there
early.
Yep.
Take the day off.
Yep. Do whatever you have to do.
Right.
Don't cut in the middle of a plow conga line, please, because you have those
idiots.
Let
the guys do their job.
Right. Just, you'll get to where you're going eventually. Greg should be here any moment. We did try to stall and wait for him for a few. But as LB said, road's really bad out there right now. It is going to get very foggy this morning later on. We're looking at a high of at least 46 in Boston today. So that's going to warm up a little bit and hopefully melt some of that freezing rain that we're getting.
Yeah, right.
Gross. Coming up on the show this morning, we will tackle the most dangerous incidents that happened in Greg's hometown in Stowe 5-0. That'll happen at 7:30. 7:50, we'll go inside the Warp Female Brain, so you can text your questions for that to 97107 at any time during the show. And of course, we'll play the best of your Hill Mail messages at 8. You can leave one now by calling 617-779-5468. 617-779-5468. If you want to get in touch with us, you can also call us on the Framingham Ford studio line, 617-764-9223. You may have some commentary on Greg's puffy jacket this morning. He made it.
I made it.
Way to work, kid.
You know what? What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Do you want to know why I'm late?
Not really, but tell us.
Because you have me so paranoid about cleaning every inch of snow off of my vehicle.
Good.
That it took me an extra 15 minutes in the driveway this morning.
Yeah.
But it's bad out there. Have you already discussed that?
Yeah.
I don't know what you covered because I wasn't listening
to
you.
Yeah, we talked about that, but we can go over it again because it is horrible out.
Yeah, I mean, there are accidents all over the place, so I don't care if you're the speed is reduced on the Pike from the New York border all the way back to 128. It's down to 40 miles an hour, and there are accidents on, especially on 93 north and west of the city in the target zone. So it's going to be up until the sun comes out, which is around 10, it's going to be a miserable drive to work this morning. But we'll keep you up to date on everything. If you want to call or you want to text, let me tell you how you can do that. You can call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. Or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. We cover this from time to time, but here is a 617 text that says, "No garage hill dog. Garage reserved for the important things in my life, not for me." You know, and not, and when I say important, I mean golf clubs. What else is in your garage? It used to be my hockey gear.
Yeah, until hockey gear that got thrown out.
You know, so
yeah.
Let's see. Here is. Did you already say where Shu is? A texter is asking where Shu is.
No,
today.
I was about to mention that when you walked in.
Yeah, Shu has the day off today. A scheduled day off.
Yes.
LB, a scheduled day off.
Yeah, I don't take him anymore.
Is one. Well, I was going to say
solid.
That's one in which you alert everybody that you're not going to be at work. That's the scheduled day off.
Don't you get alerted when you don't see me here?
All right, well, we got a lot to cover on the show this morning, including, of course, Stowe 5-0, which is going to happen at about 7:30 today. And we will discuss during Stowe 5-0 whether or not Bigfoot has been sighted due to some evidence that was discovered in my hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts. And also during Stowe 5-0, we will find out what was hanging out of a window that caused a disturbance.
Uh-oh.
So
oh,
that is happening at about 7:30 on today's show. At 7:50 this morning, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. And if you're a guy and you find interacting with the opposite sex to be confusing and perplexing, then you can ask Danielle to help you figure out just exactly what is going on inside the brain of any woman in your life. And we'll do that at 7:50 on this morning show. And during the sports, LB will tell you about a big Bruins trade, and that's coming up in about 40, 50 minutes or so. And at 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message on any topic right now. And the Hill Mail voicemail message number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. On a miserable Thursday morning when it comes to getting wherever you're going, As I mentioned when I got here, if you haven't left yet and you have to be somewhere before, yeah, good luck, as LB says, or if you have to be somewhere before 11 a.m., leave now. Get on the road and leave immediately. Coming up in just a little bit, we will get to today's news. I don't think we'll get to it this hour. I do want to, during the 7 o'clock hour, I want to talk about the controversial name for the new nail salon, which has a lot of people have their panties in a bunch over the name of a new nail salon. We'll do that at 7:20.
Life is hard,
isn't it?
Oh.
It really is. And also, there's an issue in which a woman from Canada has been fat shamed in an interesting way, and we'll get to that coming up during the news in just a few moments here on today's Hillman Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The traffic problems on morons. I mean, I think this morning is one morning in which you ought to take it easy and slow it down and drive carefully. It's going to take you wherever you are. It's going to take you a long time to get where you're going. Yeah. Let me give you an update on the storm, things that you may need to know this morning. Logan Airport is reporting that at least 60 flights have been canceled. Some are delayed, but if you were planning on flying anywhere, hopefully you were flying to somewhere that is warm and sunny and has little drinks with umbrellas in them and doesn't ever get any snow. You may want to check ahead, or you should check ahead with Logan Airport.
I'll zip right in there, Hill Dog, because I get an all-wheel drive car.
Yes. Well,
there's no way I'll spin out.
The Mass Pike speed limit is down to 40 miles per hour from 128 out to the New York border, and there are multiple crashes that have been reported on nearly every roadway. So 495, Route 9, of course the Pike, and especially north and west of the city where there is still some freezing rain around because the temperatures haven't warmed up there yet. So the temperature is going to get up into the upper 40s and maybe even 50 when the sun comes out. And the sun is going to be out at around 10 o'clock. And granted, I'm not a weather smoke. I am a male radio smoke, but I'm not a weather smoke. So
you're a husky smoke.
I'm a husky. Yes, I'm a husky smoke, LB. I'm a big boned smoke. But that's my best job at sharing the storm update and the weather update with you this morning. And this hour, the weather is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives or works in Norfolk or Suffolk or Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Here is a 781 text that sums up the entire feelings of the New England region right at this moment. F this. I'm a taking the tea home. I don't care if I have to sit next to a lady with a bag full of empty beer cans. I'm taking the tea home. Yeah. Well, I mean, you listen, if you can take public transportation, might be a good idea to get on the tea this morning if they're running on schedule. But, yeah. I mean, when was the last time that the tea was running on schedule?
What was the day that the tea started?
Yeah, it was 1908, whenever they started. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-764-9223. Or you can text us with your comment. The text line is 97107. Here's a text that says, Greg, you forgot to remind people to clean the ice off of their car. Yes, Danielle is very concerned about all of the snow and the ice on your vehicle. So please clean it off before you get on the roads and you run into Trooper Hardo. Trooper Hardo is out there looking for those of you who do not have every single flake of snow cleared off of your vehicle. Make sure you do that because it is dangerous. Here's a text that says, Greg, you are a smoke, the kind of smoke generated from a tire fire. Well, at least you didn't say dumpster fire. Yeah, it could have been. It could have said dumpster fire. LB has the sports coming up in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's been a Bruins trade before the deadline. And we'll get LB's expert, former Boston Bruin opinion on the trade. And that'll happen during the sports coming up at just about 7:30 this morning. Stowe 5-0. Quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in or telegrammed in to the my hometown police department, the Stowe PD. And during Stowe 5-0, we will find out what was hanging out of a window in my hometown that caused a major disturbance. And also, we will find out whether or not Bigfoot is now here in New England and roaming the woods of my hometown, Stowe, Massachusetts. So if you want a preview on Stowe 5-0, you can get on my Instagram and take a look at my Instagram story this morning, and you'll know the Bigfoot thing before everybody else knows the Bigfoot thing. And if you're not following me on the gram, then you should. Just search Greg Hill 107. That's me on Instagram, and I will do my best to share my story and in my photos things that you might find interesting that are happening here on the show or with the Greg Hill Foundation or in general life. Greg Hill 107, give me the follow, and I will only follow you back if you are a smoke. No disrespect. Hello, Jackson.
Greg, how you doing?
I'm great, Jackson. Other than the lingering flu and the misery of another New England winter storm, other than that, I'm fantastic. How are you? Oh, well, Jackson's gone. Jackson.
Great probably, name, though.
Jackson may have skidded into, I hope he didn't skid into a guardrail or into some kind of a plow truck or something like that. Aren't you supposed to issue a warning that please be respectful of the plow trucks?
Yeah. First thing right before
did?
You got
okay,
in. Yeah.
Okay, you did that. Yeah. Okay, that's what I know.
I saw some dope try to get in the middle of four plow trucks that were in a conga line this morning.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, I mean, there is that question of whether or not you go around, not on the highways where you have a few lanes, but if you're on a secondary road and the plow guy is going 4 to 4.5 miles an hour and you're required to be at work, do you dare risk going around the plow guy, or do you just arrive at work 30 to 40 minutes late?
Well, there's no oncoming traffic.
Yeah, if you could safely get around.
But on the highway?
Yeah, no.
Back it down, dude.
Yeah.
Especially when they're
side
like
by each doing their job, making life easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, come on.
Jackson is back. What's up, Jackson?
Greg, how you doing? I can't believe you hung up on me.
Jackson, I did not hang up on you. In fact, LB liked your name. Why would I hang up on you? What are you calling about?
I don't know. Hey, did you see the video of the cruise ship that was docked in the Bahamas and the kid jumped off the 11th deck?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I mean, you sound like Chris Farley, but yes. Yes, that was it was amazing. And there is a new challenge, y'all, that is getting popular on the interwebs, and the police are warning everybody about it, so we don't have time right now, but in about 20 minutes or a half an hour or so, we will discuss. If you are a parent, we will discuss the latest concern that you have to have when it comes to online social media challenges, y'all. Mm-hmm. And why you need to be concerned.
Yeah, and I love, you know, kudos to the cruise ship company. Because they left the kid. They left him in the Bahamas, and his parents had to fly him home.
Of course.
Because he's such an idiot.
Well, he doesn't have the money to fly home himself, LB. The parents probably paid for the cruise anyway. So.
Yeah, but I'm huge on the interwebs.
Yeah, well, he's got lots of followers. Yeah, it's all about the followers. All about the followers.
That's who I want my daughter to be dating. That nitwit.
I wanted to, I hate to say I called it, like LB says.
But. You're going to.
I'm going to. It turns out that something I brought up during a celebrity interview on this program months ago has become reality.
Ah.
When it comes to the television program, The Masked Singer.
Yes.
I discussed with Joey Fatone, when he was on this program,
mm-hmm.
the suspicion that he was the rabbit on the Masked Singer program. And last night it was revealed that Joey Fatone is indeed the rabbit. So I want to go back to that interview in which Joey Fatone flat out lied to us He was disingenuous. Was he disingenuous?
Yes.
All right. I want to go back to that interview and hear what Joey Fatone said a few months ago.
Okay. I would like to know, and I'd like you to be honest as if you were on a lie detector. Are you the rabbit on the mouse?
I've been getting my Twitter. Let me explain something to you. I got it wasn't new. I did some research. I got the Oculus Go and then the Oculus Rift. I've been on that religiously since I got it for Christmas. Only when I travel and do press, I was working, but when I'm home, I've been sitting on my Rift like a freaking wackadoo. But the reason why I say that is because I haven't watched the show, and my Twitter was blowing up like crazy. You're the Masked Singer. Who's the Masked Singer? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they sent me this show, and I was like, this is hilarious. I was like, I wish I was a judge on the freaking thing. But no, it's not me. People keep asking about different things, and it actually sounds like a pretty good show from what I've been hearing.
Fibber.
Bold-faced lies.
Joey Fatone is a fibber.
Oh, yeah. Lies. They signed contracts.
Of course. Yes.
Non-disclosure.
Here's a text that says, it wasn't fraud, it was false advertising.
Yes, exactly.
As we heard from Ja Rule yesterday.
It was false advertising.
About Fyre Festival. So, yes, it was not. He was not being disingenuous. He was just not being honest. I guess he can't. You're right, LB. He signed some kind of a non-disclosure NDA thing, and he can't admit it when he's on if you ask him. But
does the show have big ratings?
I think it does.
I checked it out. Like, yeah. I've tried
to watch it.
And I can't. I just don't. Don't get it.
I think a lot of people were watching it. The people who still watch network television were watching it. Those people are in Iowa. This is Chad on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey,
Greg, I want to propose a challenge for you. The Silver Jacket North Face Challenge, where everyone gets a jacket just to look like you, just to make fun of you.
Do you say something at the end like Silver Puffy Jacket Challenge, y'all?
Yeah, that would be great. And maybe if it's at night, everybody can see it because it's so reflective.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it. All right.
Never mind going to a concert and turning the flashlight on your phone. Just take out the gray puffy jacket.
Did you notice, I retweeted it, but Maddie Blake, former afternoon host here at WAAF, posted a video the other day in which he was wearing a very similar silver puffy jacket.
Maddie.
And somebody said it must be a Stowe thing, because, of course, Maddie is also from Stowe, Massachusetts.
Right.
So that's got to be what it is. It's got to be a Stowe kind of thing. All right, we got to get to the news at 6:31. And what should we talk about first this morning, Danielle?
Late in the show yesterday, we were discussing whether or not the American ISIS bride had changed course and wanted to maybe not return to the U.S. now after she had begged to for quite some time.
Can you please refer to her as Bride of ISIS?
Yes.
That's what the movie is going to be called.
Okay, Bride of ISIS. Got it.
Starring Taya Leone as the bride. Starring Lindsay Lohan, because she has the accent.
Yes, too Irish.
As the bride of ISIS. Yes, we were discussing whether she should be allowed back into America after joining ISIS. She was a 20-year-old Alabama woman, joined ISIS. She later sent a letter to her parents and said that she was young and naive and angry. And that's why she had joined ISIS. You know, people used to join the circus.
Yeah.
Like, if people were pissed at their parents, they ran away and they joined the circus.
Right. My mom did it.
Now, in this day and age, people are angry at their parents or they hate America, so they go and join ISIS. Yeah. And then she, of course, while she was in ISIS, she happened to occasionally threaten death to all Americans in some kind of a horrific terrorist attack or whatever. But, oops, sorry, I want to come back. Yes.
Now, the president tweeted yesterday that she will not be allowed back to the United States.
Oh.
He said, I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he fully agrees not to allow Hoda Muthanna back into the country! Exclamation point.
Wow. Does he need some kind of approval from Congress on that? Or can he just say, you cannot come back into the country?
I'm not a constitutional expert when it comes to that. So.
All right. Well,
I'm not sure.
I'm sure that AOC or Nancy Pelosi will come up with some sort of a reason why we must allow this poor woman who's been victimized by ISIS mm-hmm. back into the country.
Yep.
She was driven away by all of the angry vitriol in this country, and she had no other excuse other than to join ISIS.
Well,
how do you feel about, real quick, when it comes to AOC?
Yeah.
We had several discussions on this program about her being able to afford an apartment
right.
in Washington, D.C. How do you feel about the fact that she is now living in one of the finer luxury apartment complexes
mm-hmm.
In Washington, D.C. on her $174,000 salary? Do you feel like that's okay, or should she
dumb it down and go to a more commonplace?
Should she take in some roommates who can't afford their own apartments, or should it be like a commune that should she get the apartment? And
how does socialism work with apartments?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a socialist and you suddenly you get $174,000 salary, and the first thing you do is go out and rent the most expensive apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an obligation to allow other people to at least crash on your couch or?
I don't know if you do.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you think what's good for the goose is good for the gander,
yeah,
but
you would
oftentimes
think. You would
when
think.
It's the gander,
yeah.
it doesn't.
Mm-mm. All right, I'm still waiting for her apology on the Jussie Smollett tweet, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
What else is in the news this morning,
Greg? I think I found your spirit animal.
Really?
So. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York recently announced her presidential run, and she was doing a town hall kind of style gathering at a bar in Iowa on Monday.
Okay.
So this woman comes through the crowd, and she's coming out. The senator's kind of sitting on, I can't tell if it's the end of a banquette or like a box or something, but she's kind of above everybody. And this woman walks up, and she's kind of squeezing her way through the crowd to get up to Senator Gillibrand, and She kind of reaches out, so the senator turns around to touch the woman's shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to ask a question, please come in here.
If you're a politician and somebody's coming up to ask you a question, you must put your hands on them, and that shows that you have compassion
yes.
for people.
Right.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, it turns out she was just looking for some ranch dressing. Didn't have a question.
Oh, she is my spirit animal. Regular ranch, or was it Chipotle ranch? Or,
oh,
is it? Like,
she didn't like the spicy kind, like you.
You said it was Iowa?
Iowa.
The Chipotle ranch probably hasn't made it out to
yeah.
Iowa yet. They're still going rod dog on the ranch. Do we have audio?
We do, yeah.
All right, I can't wait to hear this.
I don't think you should back away from the bold ideas that the base and the grassroots care about. Sorry,
Dan. Sorry, I'm just trying to get some ranch.
Go ahead. I don't think we should back away.
I feel like that would have been better if it were the Blobbert voice.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to get some ranch.
I need some help. I'm just trying to get some ranch.
I wonder if she was dipping pizza in it.
Oh.
Ranch is one of the best dressings to dip your pizza in. I don't know if you're a dipper when it comes to pizza?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You've got to, when you get to the end of the pizza slice and you have just crust mm-hmm. and a little bit of pizza,
yeah.
either I recommend dipping it in creamy Italian or in ranch. If you're in an emergency situation and you have to, you can go with the Greek salad dressing.
Okay.
But there's nothing better than dipping your pizza into a creamy salad dressing. Hence why I look like I do. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, so I believe that living with AOC would probably be the greatest thing ever, only because if she goes to your favorite restaurant, any leftovers that she brings home are your leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Good
correct.
One.
Yes.
That's
yes.
smart.
Yes. Community leftovers.
Yes.
What else, Danielle?
Irrational fear, drowning in the hot tub at the hand of your husband.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a terrible story out of Wheeling, Illinois. This couple, Eric Huska and his wife, Laura, 58 and 57 years old, respectively.
How old?
58 and 57.
So they've been married for a long time, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Things aren't like they quite were when they first met.
They weren't.
Okay.
Snapped.
Yeah.
So the two of them go out to the hot tub, have a few wobbly pops.
Oh, another problem. Nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m. Those were the words that my mother told me, or in a hot tub when you're drinking.
Now, police got a call about a report of an unresponsive woman. When they showed up to the house, they found the woman unconscious. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. They then go back and review the surveillance tape, and they find that the husband got up out of the hot tub, presumably to go get more drinks or something. The wife tries to get out of the hot tub on her own. She can't because she's schmammered.
Yeah.
The husband comes out, tries to help her for like 2 seconds, puts on a little show, closes the hot tub lid. You can see in the video her like pushing against it, trying to get out. The motion stops. He comes back out like, I don't know, later that night, opens up the lid, wife dead, floating in the hot tub.
What a savage.
What disgusting. A complete
I guess he took advantage of the moment that was in front of him.
Well, you get, the worst thing is no pictures, no crime.
Yeah.
You know, so shame on him for having surveillance. If he wanted to kill his wife, turn the surveillance off.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah.
Well,
he's being charged with homicide now, so.
I guess
enjoy jail.
I guess if you're going to drink in a hot tub with somebody else, make sure that it is somebody that you trust and that you know that their feelings for you are real, because they could do something to you, like close the lid on you. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, I got an obscure reference on Asking for the Ranch in Forrest Gump when he's at the White House.
Yes.
And the president asks him if he has something to say, and he says, "I got to go pay."
All right. What else, Danielle?
There's a case of hidden mail in Warren, Michigan. It's right out of the Newman from Seinfeld playbook. This chick, Tiara Van, had worked at the Warren Post Office for more than 2 years as a letter carrier, and she had some extermination work done at her house. So the exterminator comes in and finds what was described as a mountain of undelivered mail. So the exterminator alerted the postmaster in the town, and they checked it out, and it seems as though this woman had been holding back mail that she was supposed to deliver since September of last year. There were nearly 15,000 pieces of mail at her home.
You're kidding me.
Not even a little bit. 15,000.
That's dereliction of duty.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that warrants a full 2 to 3 day suspension over at the post office.
So we don't know if they've since been able to deliver that mail yet, but no. Carlotta Cheney is someone who was missing mail.
The lady seems so nice. She seems, you know, she's always very friendly. I don't understand. A lot of packages were coming up. I had UGG boots. I had things from Amazon, Wish.com. Just never came. Now it's like, wow, really? You know, it's like to the point now, what size shoe does she wear? Because my boots are gone.
Get that woman her UGG boots immediately.
If your postal carrier stops delivering your stuff, do you then make up a bunch of invoices about all the expensive things you allegedly ordered over the last 6 months that never made it?
All right. It is 6:41. Sorry about the coughing and the snortling and the mucus. I'm hoping that by Monday I thought I was going to be okay by end of this week.
Yeah.
But now this thing is lingering. I'm giving it Monday. I think I should be A-okay. Mm. I may have to stay up a little bit late and watch the Oscars on Sunday night so I can talk about it. But we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. You can leave a message on this morning's storm results, the commute issues, which are in the plethora situation. There are countless accidents this morning. If you're just waking up, you got to clean the car off. In some areas, there's a little icy crust on the top of the snow, which means it's going to take you extra time and extra effort. So get clean your car off, get yourself on the road, because it is going to take an awful lot of extra time this morning wherever you are going. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that or any other topic, and we will play your messages back this morning at 8. To several intrepid listeners who did the research, they did the work, LB.
Yeah.
I have learned.
And that. What is it? Work?
I have learned that Ranch Lady truly is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
Because many of you went right to the interwebs and did the research, and in an amazing twist of fate, she indeed was looking for ranch dressing to dip her pizza in.
Oh, no way! That's great.
As I had somewhat facetiously suggested, but it's it's Iowa, and I'm, you know, in Iowa, they're bigger. They have to be bigger. Yeah. They have to be bigger. It's about the weather and the farm work. So, ranch lady, ranch woman, ranch person is indeed my spirit animal. And at 6:54, there is breaking news this morning, which Danielle has for us.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett in custody of Chicago police right now. As we've discussed previously, they did suspect him of staging his own attack.
What a stunning turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
So he has been arrested by the police in Chicago this morning, or he's turned himself in, I'm assuming, or
it only says he was in police custody, so it doesn't say whether he came to them or or whether they went to him. But he is facing a felony charge of disorderly conduct in filing a false police report. So.
Oh,
what? Why would he do that?
Well,
I'm not understanding.
There's several. I would guess he did it for attention. I would guess that, some were suggesting that he was going to be, his role on Empire was going to be reduced.
Okay.
And so he wanted to make himself a victim. I believe that, in order, you're essentially, what he did was essentially ignite racial hatred.
Mm. Okay.
And, hatred of a certain group of people. He basically described his assailants as yelling, this is MAGA country, make America great again country. And he basically paid a couple guys to pretend to attack him.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I could never do this, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's the part where they have to do the punch at the end in order to bruise your face.
Yeah.
How do you know that they're not going to – how do you set it up that they're not going to hit you really, really hard and break
take
your
the boots to you.
Break your glasses,
Obscure Sopranos reference, because I just started watching it again. Season one, Christopher and Brendan are trying to jack a truck, and the guy asked to be punched in the face so it looks like he didn't go without a fight.
Oh, yes. Excellent obscure reference, yes. Danielle. Yes, yes. Well, listen, the guy, he was all in on this.
Yeah.
He was on Good Morning America talking about how terrifying the whole thing was.
Why do you think you were targeted?
I can just assume. I come really, really hard against 45. I come really, really hard against his administration. I don't hold my tongue.
And there is no doubt in your mind what motivated this attack.
I can only go off of their words. Who says Empire, this MAGA country, ties a noose around your neck and pours bleach on you? And this is just a friendly fight? I will never be the man that this did not happen to. Mm. I am forever changed. And I don't subscribe to the idea that everything happens for a reason, but I do subscribe to the idea that we have the right and the responsibility to make something meaningful out of the things that happen to us, good and bad.
To answer your question, Jussie, about who does this to someone, the answer is no one. And you will actually forever be the guy who this did not happen to. That's exactly who you'll be. But you can hear right there what he was. He said that this was done because he comes hard at President Trump at 45.
Right.
And so, there's such deranged hate that is directed toward this president that somebody who has, the guy has, I don't watch that show, so I don't know who he is, but, I guess he has a reasonably good Hollywood career going.
Yeah.
And so he's willing to throw all of that away.
Right. I know. I don't get it.
He's in custody right now and probably going to go to jail as he should over faking an attack to try to make supporters of the president look bad. It's goofy to me. Hey, Chuck.
How are we doing this morning, guys?
What's going on, Chuck?
Nothing. Just this lying libtard. So much hate. It's just...
It's amazing how much hate.
Which senator put him up to it?
I mean, it really... And if you think you're going to do something like that, and, you know, I think one of the funnier things about it is he had them stage the attack in front of some cameras.
Of course.
Because he wanted it to be recorded.
Obviously.
And it turns out that surveillance camera was not working.
Oh,
so,
no.
That part of it. That part of it didn't turn out well for him. Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's up, Justin?
On the surface, I hate this. But on deep down, I love it. Because first off, the left can't meme, and this proves it. Second off, he punked the entire Democratic Party.
Yes,
and
yes.
Everybody took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. And it's just making, it's just not helping their cause at all. And this is going to continue to drive, I think, support for Trump 2020. We'll see.
Well, I was sharing some of the tweets last night that I feel didn't age very well. And those.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.